Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Borahe, Iconic Armies.
Borahe.
All right. Layover is officially out.
Yes.
And we're loving it so much. So to start, we're going to just share our initial impressions of the album.
Yeah. So I immediately, of course, after watching the Slow Dancing music video, had to then go and just listen to the album start to finish.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Initially, I just love how the whole album flowed. I loved feeling like it was complete now since we had just gotten like one song here and there. And I just absolutely loved it my first listen through.
Yeah. Slow Dancing, I really enjoyed the song. First time listening through, I felt like it was very bright, which I felt like some of the other songs were maybe not as bright as Slow Dancing. So it was more of a refreshing kind of concept. I ended up tweeting this out and putting it on our Instagram, but like initially when I watch music videos, like I'll take a whole bunch of screenshots, but no joke, for Slow Dancing, the only screenshot I took was of Taeyong's like back triceps, like the back of his arms when he's doing a little bit of the break dance kind of like outside with that other guy.
Yeah.
And I just think it says, I'm like, oh man, I'm such a hard stan.
Yeah.
But I love the music video too. But the album, kind of like what you were saying, Kayla, going and listening to it, it just feels complete now. It's very cohesive, you know. Yeah. The album start to finish, like you feel like it's telling a story. And so we were both pretty eager to get into research for the album to look at the lyrics and kind of see what Taeyang has to say with Layover.
Yeah, so we're really excited to get into the album with you today.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour and we're going to talk about all of Layover. We'll talk about each of the songs. Some of the songs like Rainy Days and Love Me Again, we've already talked about. So we'll kind of just summarize some of those lyrics and meaning and production. But we're really going to be talking about each song's production, the lyricism, the message, and just the album as a whole.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So excited. But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to thank us a little bit more and have access to our episode documents, our monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes, but any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you all for being here and for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much. So this month of September is Hispanic Heritage Month. And this month, because of that, we wanted to try to honor something in regards to it. So I really love this foundation that I actually get to teach about in a book with my Spanish 3s. Mm-hmm. And it's called Raíces, and it's the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services. This is an incredible nonprofit agency that promotes justice by providing free and low-cost legal services to underserved immigrant children, families, and refugees. So like in the book that I teach about it, they are able to maintain and gain citizenship through a refugee status because of this group.
Yeah.
I mean, they saved their lives, and it was, you know, based on a true story. And that's just one, you know, family's experience, but they help thousands of families all, you know, throughout all of their history. Yeah. So it's a really, really incredible,
nonprofit.
Yeah. And so they do like legal services, social programs, bond assistance. They also do advocacy around changing the narrative around immigration in this country, which is super amazing. They're operating on a national level. And so no matter where you are, you're definitely helping them. And it's a really great cause.
Yeah.
So you can donate at racistexas.org, or you can click the link in the episode description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a great organization. When I found it, I had not heard about them really at all. But you, Kayla, being a Spanish teacher and saying, yeah, one of the books that I teach, like, this is the nonprofit agency that ends up helping this family. And yeah. I just thought, wow, okay, so like they're really doing the work.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's just really incredible what they do and what they help families with. So could not, you know, encourage you guys more to go and donate to them this month. And yeah, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month.
Great. So with the album and packaging, my album has not come yet, unfortunately, but we have seen a lot of ARMYs do their unpackaging of the album. And within the album, Taeyang ended up writing a letter to ARMY, which I just think is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually handwritten, but it looks handwritten like the font does.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks very, very sincere and sweet. And my initial thoughts was seeing that he had a letter written to ARMY. It made me think of how Jimin had a song, a hidden track on his album called Letter. So I just feel the V-Min love.
Love that.
Yeah. But this letter is just so, so sweet. What he kind of just to, we're not going to read the whole letter here, but to some of the things that he talks about is just like, hey, it's been a long time since I wrote a letter. Like, it kind of feels a little awkward, but isn't it crazy that, you know, here I am releasing my own album now. You probably remember me back in the day when I was this mischief kid who didn't follow the rules and was kind of all over the place, you know, heavy dark eyeliner from 10 years
angsty
ago.
Boy.
Angsty.
Yeah.
And now he has these more mature thoughts and these more mature experiences that he talks about in Layover. And so he just congratulates that BTS has made it 10 years, ARMY's made it 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very sweet and reflective. And he says he hopes to continue to sing and dance and promote in a cool manner for a long time for ARMY. And yeah, there's just a lot of love there. And it's so sincere, everything he says in it.
I think it's so special that he did this. And I mean, come on, totally V-Man vibes there. With the
letter
connection.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, but I love that he did this, that he included this in his album package. Like, how special to do that. You know, it's just so meaningful. And now I just love thinking about my BTS albums as like these collector items that in 50 years I'm going to pull them out and think back on the glory days, you know, my youth and how much I love BTS, and like opening that and reading that letter again and just being like, wow. You know, like Kim Taeyang.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like.
Yes. And I feel like in the letter too, it's very reflective of where BTS are now in chapter two.
Totally.
Because he's just reflecting so much on the past years. And he's like, I think I'm an adult now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can look back at it and be like, oh yeah, this is when they were in chapter two and they were doing all that solo work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really showing those more mature messages with us.
And I feel like his gratitude comes through in this letter too.
Oh,
so I
absolutely
love to see that that's the space he's in too.
I purple you lots.
Oh, love it.
We purple
love it
him.
So much.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and dive into the album track list itself. So we already spoke about Rainy Days in its own episode, but just to recap a little bit of our interpretation of the song and our thoughts. So first of all, we love the jazzy lo-fi. Like, that's the big standout, is the lo-fi-ness that this song has. It is unmissable. It's so good. And in this song, he's really thinking about what he could say to this other person. He's just kind of on this kind of like, kind of trapped in a loop of not being able to break out and think about what he could say, what could break through to them, what could bring them back to him. And it seems like it's following a breakup, was our interpretation.
It really seems like it's following a breakup, but as we go through the album, we'll talk about some different interpretations of who this person is or who he's referring to. And the song, you know, it we feel like it fits into the album really well. We feel like it really prefaces the album. It starts everything off with that more jazzy tones that's mm-hmm. consistent through all of the songs. That little bit of R&B is also consistent through all of the songs. And so we think it's really sets the stage. And it's not too slow of a song. Like, I kind of talked about Rainy Days having a little bit more of a pop feel to it. Mm-hmm. So I think for Layover being this much more mellow kind of album, a little bit slower tempoed album, that Rainy Days is probably one of those a little bit more, there's a little bit more going on, a little bit more involved.
Yeah.
Not as slow, I would say.
Yeah. More with the production and so especially kinda, with that lo-fi influence.
It kind of kicks things off a little bit there. Tae Young in his Spotify interview said that Rainy Days evokes a lot of emotion. And this really resonated with me because I feel like Rainy Days, even though it kind of, it wants to take you to a rainy day just with the title, and it totally suits that. But for me, I feel like when I go on my morning walks and it's the sun is, you know, rising and the birds are chirping, it, you know, it gives, it sets an atmosphere of kind of like bliss in a way. And so it's a very calming song. It has feelings of nostalgia to it too. Mm-hmm. It has that old timey kind of feel for it, which makes it a little nostalgic. Mm-hmm. So I do think that he's right in that it evokes a lot of emotion and a variety of emotions.
Yeah. For sure. I think that that nostalgia definitely feeds into that kind of thinking about what he's going to do and that pensiveness that he has about, you know, like that emotion that he's getting into the song too.
Yeah.
But the nostalgia really comes through with the lo-fi too, kind of sends you back into like the reflection, lots of self-reflection in the song too. So
definitely.
Yeah.
It does put you into a more pensive state.
Yeah. But yeah, I get the blissfulness
There's
too.
There's a lot of focus with it too. When I think of lo-fi, like I think of, you know, you're one to focus on studying or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I do think it kind of brings you into a focused state or brings you, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, ready to focus in on the album. And I mean, even him, the way that he's using the song and the lyrics, like focusing in on the task at hand of trying to, what he can possibly say to this person, trying to open a line of communication with them.
Yeah, very true.
Maybe that can bring us into Blue a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
So Blue was written by Absent Chronicles, Kathara Stoltenberg, Gigi, Henrietta Motzfeldt, and Jinsu Park, and then produced by Absent Chronicles and Jinsu Park. We see Jinsu Park on a lot of the songs here in this album as a writer and producer. So as far as the vibe, the production, this one has a pretty slow beat, one of the slowest on the album, and it has that jazzy R&B vibe. The guitar itself that's accompanying in the background is like kind of lazy guitar. It's just, it's the most focused instrument in the song that you can pick out, but it's just like, it's not really at the forefront. It's just kind of strumming along. It's, I mean, it has the jazz vibe,
it
you
does
know?
Yeah, but it's very relaxed and it sounds a little lazy. There's not a whole lot of like excitement behind it, you know. It, even though it's the loudest part of the instrumental, it's still so like nonchalant in a way.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that fits like what jazz is, right?
Yeah.
And R&B too. Yeah. And there's also the only accompanying percussion that we could hear was like a tampered cymbal that would just like barely ring out and then they would deafen it again. And so overall, it's a really muted song. We didn't feel like it has a climax to the song. Like there's no instrumental build. There's no like vocal build. It's very constant throughout. There is a little bit of vocal distortion in like the intro and the post chorus. And that kind of brings in the reminiscent vibe that Rainy Days had, that nostalgic vibe that Rainy Days had. So bringing in some continuity with the production between songs in that way. I mean, besides the songs themselves just flowing into one another very well, but those little points of production that kind of
they're consistent
come over. Yeah, very consistent.
Yeah.
So yeah, Tae Young in his Spotify interview said that to him, blue is more of an achromatic color to him, mm-hmm. just so it doesn't have like much hue or brightness or anything that it's giving off of. But typically achromatic is like white, gray, and black. So that brought us to blue and gray, which I know on yeah. our previous episode, when we were speculating about what blue is. Mm-hmm. We were like, oh, like we don't think that this is like blue and gray. We think this is like icy, like blue, you know, mm-hmm. but this didn't seem like icy, like blue, like we had expected, especially from like the teasers. We expected maybe angst, but this felt like that sadness blue, yeah. you know, that we're more familiar with.
Yeah. It really does feel like that sadness blue. And for him to describe blue as an achromatic color, you know, that lacking color, I just was like, okay, that makes sense with him having worked on blue and gray, mm-hmm. that he sees blue as a much more unexciting or like pigmented color.
Well, yes. And if you're drained of all of the other colors and you're only left with blue, mm-hmm. you know, then it is, you know, effectively achromatic there. Yeah.
And so we'll get into the lyrics here, but I feel like the production and the usage of blue being an achromatic color really hits home on what the lyrics are talking about, you know, where there's not a whole lot of excitement going on. Everything seems a little mute. Everything seems a little lifeless, a little drained. So let's get into the lyrics here.
Yeah. So in the intro, that's when you can hear him say, on and on and on, and my love, on and on, can we go? And so this is like that lyrical continuation of Rainy Days, where mm-hmm. we really talked about in Rainy Days, he's being stuck in a loop. We see it in the music video as well in the lyrics. And then here at the beginning of this song, he's stuck in a loop, on mm-hmm. and on and on.
On and on and on.
So just kind of stuck in that thought cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So in the first verse, he says, what if I show you and I make it all new? Green, yellow, red, blue, whatever seems good to you. A day to the moon, like borrowed stars, everyone's looking at you, but baby, you're all blue, blue. Mm. And so to break this down, I just feel like the mention of the other colors here, where he's saying, I can make it all new. Like, let me show you. I can make it all new. I can take you out of this state, and I can bring you green, I can bring you yellow, I can bring you red. And those colors make me think of different emotions. I think we all yeah. can take different colors and really feel emotion with it. So like green, I really think of like a peaceful state, or yellow, you know, experiencing happiness mm-hmm. or bliss, or red, even feeling like passion or anger or mm-hmm. some kind of emotion, you know. And he's makes the comment too of like everyone's looking at you, including him. Like he clearly loves who he's talking about here and wants to offer a helping hand, but he's saying, even though we see you for who you are and we love you for who you are, but baby, you're all blue. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you are just lacking that color, that emotion. You know, it seems like this person is in a depressed state mm-hmm. or just feeling very drained mm-hmm. or lifeless is what I get.
Yeah, I mean, like
almost emotionless too.
Thinking about the achromatic thing, like being drained of all other color and just being left with that blue, like that yeah. depressive state, that sadness, and like totally drained, like lifeless, I think is a good word for like feeling that way of just like not having anything else that you're mm-hmm. giving.
Yeah.
Very interesting verse here, and how he is observing this person and I think already questioning and wanting to help them.
Yeah. Yeah. He wants to take them to the moon.
Yeah.
A day to the moon. I just it's a very romantic line too.
Totally romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then in the chorus, he's repeating blue in this beautiful vocalization. Like mm-hmm. vocals cannot be understated
no.
in this album. My goodness. The honey baritone vocals that Tae Young mm-hmm. has. Oh my God.
Just like, so smooth.
So smooth.
Smooth and jazzy. Oh. This, I mean, he executes this style so well. His voice is perfect for it.
Yeah, literally. Incredible mm-hmm. from start to finish. But this is lovely. But something that I thought of was the blue and the repeated blue, especially the last couple ones, kind of sound like boo hoo, almost like crying.
Yeah.
The way he draws out that blue hoo. And also the repetition here, if it is like crying, is like being stuck in that sadness, that depression state of like crying,
yeah.
But also the repetition of blue again brings back that kind of stuck in the loop or stuck in that emotion, stuck in that state.
Yeah. Being very stuck for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just never ending. It feels constant.
Yeah. In the second verse, he says, "These days, deep sigh of relief, it's sinking me too. Tell me everything. So swing my way, baby, and let me close to you and feel the world move. Fly away, fly away." So here it feels like he's trying to comfort the listener, whoever the subject of this, you know, these lyrics are, through their blueness and relating to them, saying like he feels it too. He's going through it too, and offering his embrace to get them through, saying like, I'm here with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can do this. And this to me, like, came off in comforting in a way that's so similar to like Yoongi Set Me Free.
Yes.
Like of just like there's so much power in acknowledging your pain and just knowing that you're not alone. And sometimes like even just that can be enough and can be so helpful and freeing, mm-hmm. to know that someone feels how you do and they're right there with you.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to get through it together.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's so comforting for him to be like, it's sinking me too. Like, tell me everything. I want to hear, I want to know, but also offering that lending hand, saying like, I feel the world move, fly away. Like, let's fly away. It is very Set Me Free.
Yeah.
Like, let me pull you out of this. Let me try to help you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is very comforting.
Very
and his
comforting.
Vocals sound comforting too, even though there is that kind of monotone kind of consistent vocals that he does throughout. It still kind of comes off a little comforting too. Not like a lullaby exactly, but right. You know, there's a little bit of comfort there.
I do get that a little bit of that lullaby, but it also, this is the first point in the album so far that doesn't make me feel like breakup.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel like, you know, Taeyong even writing this to ARMY or writing this to a close friend of like someone who just needs like that bit of encouragement, not necessarily talking to someone that he's not with anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was like unique to me because so far we had really seen and expected like, this feels like a breakup album. This feels like, like who hurt him type of thing.
Yeah.
But like this verse really stood out to me as like, I'm here for you. I'm going to comfort you.
Yeah.
Like, let's get through it.
More applicable.
Yeah. More like widespread.
Of, yeah.
So I really loved that. And so anyways, wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also just love the line of, so swing my way, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the usage of swing here also is a little vintagey. It makes me think of
swing dancing. Yes.
But also Taeyong is just such a fun, loving, very optimistic kind of person, you know, at least when you're around him, he comes off that way. And so swing to me is a very like fun motion to do.
Yeah.
So he's really like, come swing my way. Like,
right.
Let's get out of this together and fly away.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. So final thoughts on Blue. Like we were saying, there's really not a whole lot of build or climax to the song, but I think that's what he's trying to convey here. You know, with the lyrics, he's talking about someone being stuck, feeling, you know, having lack of emotion. And so it makes sense that like, if something isn't really exciting this person or they're in a really low point in life, you know, the production and instrumental and delivery of the song really reflects that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's very constant. It's a achromatic song. You know, it tends to be a little bit more of a one note, a little bit more monotone.
Mm-hmm.
But it does continue those feelings from rainy days of being stuck too, like you were saying, Kayla.
Yeah.
So there is that consistency there. And we were like we were saying, we're not sure. This seems like it's applicable to a lot of different situations. But whoever this other person is that he's talking to, or a group of people that he might be talking to, he clearly really cares about them. And they seem like they are lost aim in life,
mm-hmm.
maybe in a depressed state, or they've lost interest or passion in a relationship or their interests.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's wanting to do everything he can to help them.
And like, if he's hurting too, it like is something that he's making sure they're helping each other through. Like, yeah. I just love that. And I think that this is such an applicable song, like you said, like to so many different experiences. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be going through any of those things, yeah. and this song could help you through it. Like, yeah. it could be talking about any of those experiences for himself too.
Right.
And that's where it could have come from.
Yeah.
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 Oh, I love this song.
I do too. I really like this song, but... Ooh, I was wrong. I thought it was going to be angsty. No.
The concept photos and the teasers. I'm curious. I need to rewatch the teasers with this song in mind.
Yeah, we did talk about like the black and white filter, which makes a whole lot of sense because blue, he says he puts that color in with like those blacks, grays, right. whites.
Right.
So that makes sense that it's a black and white filter. But the edgy, angsty, mm-hmm. kind of aggressive eyeliner. Knocking on the door, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. I'm curious. I can't wait for the music video.
Yeah, we will have
we already kind of have week. Theories, but I'm not going to say them because no, we're probably we'll wrong.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into Love Me Again. So we had already talked about Love Me Again in our Love Me Again episode. So go back to that if you want to hear us talk about the lyrics and the music video. But just to kind of recap some of the song's meaning and our thoughts on the song, initially we really thought like Love Me Again is like that breakup song and he's, you know, wishing that this person could love him again and come back to him. Mm-hmm. And we talked like... Who would leave him? Like, who would do that?
How could you? Yeah.
And that this person not only just left him, but they left without explanation. You know, he kind of starts the song by saying that, like, you left me without a word.
Yeah.
Like, who? How? Why? Yeah. But now I'm, like, looking at Blue, it's kind of changed Love Me Again now. Mm-hmm. Because Blue, it, you know, if this is still the same person he's referring to, it sounds like this person... isn't in a mentally good state, that like they're having a hard time with just day-to-day life, and like it's hard to be passionate and in love when you're mm-hmm. feeling that way, mm-hmm. you know?
So it makes sense why he maybe only got a one word text back from them, yeah. because they just didn't have it in them.
Yeah, and yeah. it's not so much that they don't love him, mm-hmm. you know, like he probably knows they do love him, but he's like, I wish you could love me.
I wish you could, but they just don't have the ability.
They don't have the ability.
Oh, yeah. Heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's totally changed Love Me
it's
Again.
It's so different now.
I said that a million times in research. I'm like, Love Me Again is so different. So different now.
I mean, but this is what we were waiting for, like to see the whole album,
the whole
and
picture.
How it pieced together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the story that he's telling there. And yes, like it makes it so much different. Uh-huh. And yeah.
But Love Me Again lyrics are just so gorgeous, and him betraying like and reminding them and showing them, hey, this is how good our love is. This is how good it used to be. Mm-hmm. It could continue to still be this good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he's maybe offering all of those thoughts as like a comfort there yeah. to the listener, you know, coming off of Rainy Days, coming off of Blue, as like, look what we could be again. And mm-hmm. look how happy we could be. Look how happy you could be.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Also, something new that we learned about this song from the Spotify interview. First, he said he released this song first because he wanted people to listen to it without any like reason. And I just love that. Like,
yeah.
he didn't want them to have any expectations on the album or like more reading into it. Just here's what it is.
Yeah.
And I think it's the perfect song on the album for that. Mm-hmm. And then second, oh my fucking God, Take Hook Forever. Because
yes.
what the hell? Okay. He recorded this song. He recorded the guide, which is like the first version of the song at Jungkook's house. And Jungkook helped with vocal production, gave his thoughts, gave his opinions.
Vocal directing, guiding,
oh,
yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, which of his mattresses was he hanging out on when they were doing this?
All of them. They
probably.
Just bounced around.
Oh, I can't believe this. Take Hook Forever.
Yeah, yeah. Take Hook Forever.
He just absolutely. Slipped that information in. Like, it was so casual.
Yeah.
No.
But and then also that when Jungkook worked on Seven, that Taeyang was the first one he showed.
Right. What the fuck?
I just
they were
love
probably
them.
Doing it at the same time there. I mean, that's not what I mean, but
the look I just gave you, I'm like, what?
Comparing songs at the same time, helping each other out simultaneously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but anyways, so Love Me Again, we love it still. We're refreshed anew for what we feel like it means, and how it fits into the album is so lovely coming after Blue.
Yeah. And I will say, like, Love Me Again offers kind of additional supplementation to what Blue was covering. But in terms of instrumental, like, Love Me Again, something that's new in it that isn't in Blue is it has this, like, more dreamy instrumental. We talked about this Doppler effect that you hear in Love Me Again before he gets into the last chorus. And I think that, like, really carries us over into Slow Dancing, which has this more kind of dreamy and then becomes a little bit more of a bright song compared to some of the other songs on the album.
Totally.
I mean, just all of these songs perfectly transition and blend in to one another. So for Slow Dancing, it was written by Dongyun Kim, Free Kind, Gigi, and Jinsoo Park, and then was produced by Free Kind and Jinsoo Park. So for Slow Dancing vibe and production, like we were saying, it's bright, it's dreamy, it feels very refreshing, but also I feel like innately with the title Slow Dancing, it comes off very romantic, you know, because he's talking about that, you know, we could be slow dancing. Yeah. It's hard not to go to a very romantic setting.
Yeah,
in that.
It feels super romantic though. Yeah. And I think dreamy is like such a perfect adjective for this song. Like Love Me Again kind of set us up to be dreaming and wishing about like what we could be, and Slow Dancing brought us there completely.
It's taking us to that state. You're right. Completely. Yeah. Like Love Me Again is like, hey, we could be this way,
right? Like the warm up to it,
and then Slow Dancing really shows us that dreamlike state.
It's like what that we blissful moment,
But the instrumental again, gorgeous. But we have this jazzy flute solo, and it's like the outro of the song. And I honestly just love the structure of this song. I felt like that was I would have never predicted that when you're looking at the actual format of songs historically, what we've seen, there's not a whole lot where it goes into like an instrumental break, like flute solo, but it's carries out the song,
right?
You know, like there's no additional singing, nothing. It just takes you out. And what I love about it is it sets the stage for this very carefree moment. Like he like is like, we could be slow dancing, you know, takes you to this real romantic place. And then he just plays this flute and you just get to vibe.
Visualize.
You just get to vibe, you know, like you get to slow dance. You get to whatever. There's no judgment. There's no worries. You're just in this carefree state.
Yes.
Through the rest of the song.
Amazing.
Genius.
Seriously genius. And also very jazz thing to do, you know, but he put it in a perfect part of this album on the perfect song.
And I will say in the music video, he prompts us to do that too.
Yeah.
Because you see him going and just free dancing.
Freestyle dancing. Yeah. Yeah.
Also too, I will say most of these songs are pretty slow tempo. Slow Dancing continues to be slow tempo, but it's less slow tempo than I expected it to be. Like it's actually one of the more quickest tempo of all of the songs and has a little bit more brightness and kind of like upbeatness to it, which I wasn't expecting. And it's just
with
such a refreshing
title of Slow Dancing. But it is really refreshing, and it's also like, because of the brightness and because of the happiness that this song is like conveying and like the wishfulness that it is, like it needs that tempo.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's so good.
So let's get into the lyrics here. In the first verse, there's the feeling of this undertone of like something is not right in this relationship. So what he says is, it's about time we get it straight. Give me a minute if it ain't too late. It sounds about right. This can't be forced, babe. It shouldn't feel like this. Hurts too much already. Stay with me till the end of the day. So he's really saying like, something's not right here. This love is starting to feel maybe a little forced. Things aren't feeling quite natural between us like they once were. And it's painful. And he's just continuing to hold on to like, stay with me. Let's get through this. you know, our love is so good. We can continue to feel this way.
Let's reconnect. Yeah. Let's rekindle, you know, let's re-spark. And like, I feel like that's
some marriage counseling shit right there. Right.
That's like, this is the, you know, the feeling that he takes us with into the chorus where he says, maybe we could be slow dancing until the morning. We could be romancing the night away, which is totally like, come on, let's get it back.
Let's get it back. Right.
I also just like, as a Spanish teacher, I always pick up on like the language, the verb tense. Sometimes I look at like what pronouns are being used, but like now that we're like, this is the third song in the album that uses this conditional verb tense. This could be and would be, like earlier he used it in Love Me Again. I wish you could love me again. And the conditional tense implies so much. And right here, it's really contributing to the dreaminess of the album and the dreaminess of this song. What he is envisioning himself here. All of what they could be. That word is so loaded here in this song with the visualization. Like he really sees the hope and he sees the potential here. And that's what he's trying to imply.
That is definitely what he's trying to imply. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, because in Love Me Again, we really talked about like the I wish. We felt like that tense was so interesting. Yeah. Like it's not I want you or I need you to.
But I wish you
but
could.
But I wish.
Yeah. And that back then, in that I wish you could, thinking about influence of Blue and knowing that this person is in such a low state, wishing that they could, you know, they're that we already talked about, that implies like they're not able to. But they wish that they So very interesting the way he's using the conditional tense throughout the album.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Okay, so he's also like super carefree there in the chorus. Like
he is,
no inhibitions, like just losing yourself in the moment of slow dancing, romancing. In the second verse, he... Okay, so I feel like when he's addressing this person in the second verse, he does seem like they're using him to make him make themselves feel better. Like they're kind of stepping on him. In this lyric, he says, "Stop teasing me, girl. Now you made me leave my heart out there. Step on me and I'll lift you up." And it's like, okay, so what is she like using him to elevate herself as like a stair stepper, like up the ladder, you know, social climber type of thing, or even just like putting him down, like not valuing his feelings or what's going on with him, and instead of putting herself first. I guess I'm saying her now, but we're, you know, it could be anyone.
It could be anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it just makes sense to see it through that lens.
Right.
But yeah, it breaks my heart a little bit because he's talking about like her teasing him, and he's like, now like you've teased me to the point where like you've really put me in this vulnerable state where I'm leaving my heart out here, you know, like I'm so vulnerable with you, and then you step on me and I'll lift you up. Like she puts him into this vulnerable state and then either denies him of something or like makes a, you know, makes fun of him for it and steps on him, and that it makes her feel better. Or I also thought too, in a different way to interpret it, is like, step on me and I'll lift you up. Like he's so hopelessly in love with this person that they can step on him and he would still praise them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's really what it feels like here too. Because after this verse, the end of this verse where he says, "We were so much alike, now we're just distant neighbors." But then he goes back into the chorus, "But maybe we could be slow dancing, romancing the night away."
Yeah.
Like he's still hopeful. He still doesn't want to like let go of this idea, this dream.
Yeah, he is such a hopeless romantic. My gosh, that is something I've definitely learned about Kim Taeyang.
Oh yeah.
With like, all of these songs, he is a hopeless romantic and he is not giving up.
The huge subtext of this whole album is Kim Taeyang, hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's deeply in love with whoever or whatever he's talking about here.
Oh yeah.
And has a lot of care for them.
For them. Yeah.
He then also says in verse 2, and I just feel like this is the one of the few moments in this album where we get a little bit of shade, a little bit of anger, you know, a little bit of snapback. And he says, "Find someone new again. Got it on, did you?"
Oh, snap.
And I'm like, "Oh, is he like calling out this other person for like hooking up
with just another person? Quick to move on.
Quick to move on. Right? Yeah, exactly.
As if he was nothing." The shade.
Little bit of shade there. Yeah. So We then get the chorus one more time, like you were saying, Kayla, mm-hmm. and then that gorgeous instrumental outro with
amazing,
the flute.
Amazing, iconic.
We also have a piano version, but I will say, I don't think the piano version is as good as the flute version. That's my personal opinion, but the flute is just iconic.
I agree with you. The flute is so fucking iconic. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. A jazz flute outro. Like, yeah. I mean, there's a reason why that's like the first version on the album, why mm-hmm. the piano version like is secondary, you mm-hmm. know? Like, I agree with you totally. Yeah. It's so unique.
I'm thinking of Pied Piper now.
Oh my like, God. I had come not thought love about that me, at all.
You know, like, yeah, let's slow dance, come back.
Literally the Pied Piper calling them back, trying to hypnotize them into loving him again. Oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh. Totally.
Oh, now totally. I'm thinking about the music video, how it's on a beach makes me think of like sirens and stuff.
Oh yeah, I was already there. Oh, I mean, yeah. We'll talk about it in the music video episode, yeah. But Pied Piper, slow dancing, outro, yeah. Oh my fucking God. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna think about that every time I listen to the song now.
Me too.
Okay, so
final thoughts on Slow Dancing. As more upbeat and a little bit more bright of a song this is, like lyrically, I love how the verses start to address some of the toxicity that's
the
going
real
on.
Issue.
The real issue and why like this love is not working out, why this whatever this relationship is isn't quite right. And all I keep thinking about is like, man, he is so gracious to the point he's too gracious, because that line of like, step on me and I'll raise you up. I'm putting my heart out here and you're teasing me. It fills me with a little bit of rage. Like as a Taeyong bias, I'm like, who? Why? No, Taeyong, you deserve better. And I feel like what makes me move on in my past breakups and relationships is that a little bit of that rage. And I feel like that rage can, you know, it can be bad, but I feel like it's a natural emotion to feel. And it makes me feel like I deserve to be treated better. And yeah. It having a little bit of that self-respect and being like, I shouldn't be treated this way. And feeling like this person's disrespected you or not treating you the way you deserve.
Right.
But you don't get a whole lot of that from Taeyong. It just seems so freakishly, hopelessly in love with this person.
Yeah.
Too gracious.
Yeah. And maybe you could maybe attribute some of the hopeless romanticness to just it being a jazz album.
Right.
And that's a big major theme running through jazz music, is kind of like leaning into that. You know, the crooner, right? So he could be more leaning into that because of the style of
that's
the album,
point.
But mm-hmm. also like we know that Taeyong is just such a kind soul and so loving. And so I could see him like just being so self-sacrificing that he's like so incredibly loving that someone doesn't treat him as good as he deserves to be treated.
Yeah.
But maybe here in this song, he's realizing that as much as he still wants to hope and dream and see what could be. In the reality of the verses, he knows and he's acknowledging and telling them, you're not treating me.
Right.
Yeah.
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 That's true. So I do really appreciate how coming off of Love Me Again, that he really depicts in the chorus of this song how that what their lives could look like and the dream of what could be if they loved him again.
Yeah.
So the romance that could come, right? Oh, he deserves the world. I think he's maybe being a little too gracious, a little too giving. But like you were saying, he could just be leaning into the jazz feel. And, you know, I think he talked about in the Spotify interview, too, that or somewhere that he tends to romanticize everyday life, you know, and maybe he's romanticized even just like, this is a relationship that's gone bad.
Even
but
his
you know
heartache,
what?
He can romanticize.
Exactly.
Yeah. Totally. He's an optimist. Like, we know that about
him.
So, yeah.
But you know that he really, like with Blue and Gray, you know that he feels those real sad emotions too, and isn't always super optimistic.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. Yeah.
But yeah, in this album, it appears that way, that he has a little bit more of a perspective and
there
romanticizes
is,
life a little
bit. There is some scope like between like the rainy days and the blue is kind of like, you know, not quite so optimistic in those songs, but he does allow himself to dream at the same time, like that we're seeing here later on too. So it's like a wide range that he's showing us, and I mean very mature.
It's very mature. Absolutely.
So this was written by Free Kind and Monroe and produced by Monroe. And to us, this is like the most R&B sounding song on the album because it has like very stripped down. It feels, of first listen, it feels sexy. Like mm-hmm. that slow, like knocking percussion in the yeah. background, super sexy. There's
it gave
also
me a little bit of Closer from Indigo, yeah. you know, yeah. which is with, also like, that's the female very vocals. Sexy. Yeah, very yeah, sexy.
Totally.
Yeah.
I totally get that too, because there's like that female vocal sampling at the start, and there's also some distortion of the vocals in the song too that kind of give that Closer vibe too that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. I really love also the subtle harmonies that he has going on in the background and vocalizations. And then there's like these soft oohs that are being sung, but they kind of fade out. And then like these kind of like synth created oohs kind of like take their place and play in the background. Mm-hmm. So like very cool transition between
cool transition.
Yeah, vocal and instrument. Yeah. And then it has this gorgeous piano melody throughout that we really, really enjoy as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the piano is so gorgeous. If yeah. you really listen to that piano melody, it is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into the lyrics. So the chorus is what starts at the beginning, and it is that female vocalization that's sampled at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And what really breaks my heart in the chorus is that this female voice is saying, "It was nice to know you, and it breaks my heart that we gave it our best shot."
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking because, like, it's so honest, and it's such a truthful realization that this love isn't meant to be, and that it was nice to know you, so this love doesn't go to waste. Knowing you and being together was very nice, and I appreciate our time together, but even with how much we wish we could be together and how hard we've tried to make it work, it's just not meant to be.
Yeah.
And that's a really hard truth to face.
Mm-hmm.
And the female vocalization at the beginning with how it's distorted, it does sound distant. It sounds like she is not there with him.
Yeah.
It sounds like it could be like a voicemail mm-hmm. or something. It sounds like it's far away. And she's basically saying, like, I'm at home, you went your way,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in California now, is mm-hmm. what they say. Like, it mm-hmm. provides an actual location of, like, we're far,
like,
apart.
Like, so far apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, the distortion on it, it reminds me of, like, an old answering machine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which just gives me yes. more nostalgic vibes, yes. retro vibes.
That's definitely much more of what it is.
I can yeah. just imagine Taeyong standing at, like, his kitchen counter, pressing, you know, play, and hearing this recording play out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is so heartbreaking, but I love that, like, the line, "We gave it our best shot,"
mm-hmm.
because, like, coming from the rest of the album, like, knowing that this person is like going through so much on their own from Blue, and how much Tang is trying to like support them and comfort them through it and like still hope and dream for the future. Like, they, as two individuals, complex like humans, you know, if we're talking about a relationship and a breakup, like, they know that they did everything that they could, and yeah. that sometimes life is just hard, and it might not just be people changing, it might just be like things that happen to you mm-hmm. that make it impossible for you guys to progress forward.
Yeah.
And it feels like that's what happened here.
Mm-hmm. Just too many barriers yeah. getting in the way.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's unfortunate. And even though it, like, you know, they're kind of facing reality here of, like, we gave it our best shot, it was nice to know you. Even at the end, though, there's still that little glimmer of hope of, I'm still waiting for you. Will you change your mind? I would still give it all up for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm willing to do all of that, give up everything for us, but still, like, knowing that's not even enough
right.
to make it work.
Right. Like, that's not even yeah. if I gave up everything. Yeah. I mean, ooh. that sentiment is carried into the first verse where he says, like, I'll talk about the verse and the refrain together because they go together, but he says, "Come before it's too late. I got things to say before I go. And there's no time to wait. We can hide away. Need to let you know that. I wish I could stay with you. Know that I will wait for you." I mean, he's still dreaming here. That hopefulness of, "We can hide away. Need to let you know that." It reminds me back of Love Me Again, where he says, "Fine, I'll be honest with you." And then he just spits out exactly how he feels about them and how much he misses them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I gotta let you know, like, this is my last ditch effort. Like, right. You know, I can't leave this moment without just telling you one more time.
It makes me go back to even Rainy Days where he's like, how can I say this?
Yeah.
What, you know, what can I say?
How can I find the words?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately what he ends up being able to say is just, I wish I could stay and know that I'll wait for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, again, the conditional tense here being used, saying, I wish I could. There's so much conditions in place that are keeping them from being able to. And if this or that were different, then maybe I could, mm-hmm. but I can't. And I still think that, like, well, I said this already, but it's just so interesting. Despite all the heartache of this not working out, he's mm-hmm. still hopeful. There's mm-hmm. still glimmers of hope coming through here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopeless romantic.
He is a hopeless romantic and a hopeless optimist. Yeah. Yeah.
So, of course, that goes into the chorus again, and it's the female sample for the first half, but in the second half, it kind of like does a, you know, like mm-hmm. the, you know, like the tape in the old like voicemail machine. Yeah. Pause, rewind, whatever. And then Taeyang comes in and there's this like slight key change when Taeyang comes in at that we gave it our best shot. And that little key change and just like his crystal clear vocals coming through after mm-hmm. the distorted like voicemail sounding vocals. Yeah. Oh, it's just so impactful.
It lifts the song. It yeah. elevates the emotion.
Oh, here. So much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so incredible that it's going from the female voice into Taeyang now singing mm-hmm. it back to her, like in response. You're right. It does sound like they could be pausing the voicemail. And it's almost like he's pleading back yeah. to this voicemail yeah. of like, we gave it our best shot. You know?
Here he is. I mean, it seems like he's finally accepting it because he's interrupting her. He's like, we gave it our best shot. And now you're in California. He switches it instead of saying, I'm in California. You're in California. Uh-huh. Acknowledging that it is a different person from him that has all of this distance between the two of them. He says, I'm still waiting for you. Will you change your mind? And then still saying again, I'd give it all up for us. Oh, the hope's still there, but yeah, now you're in California. Mm-hmm. Very impactful.
Yes. And it's just, again, like you were saying, there seems to be a sense of acceptance on his end, too.
Yeah.
In this reply or
yes,
completion.
Yes, thank you. That's what I was getting to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just accepting that person is not here. And maybe he's still doubling back on the acceptance at the end by saying, I would still give it all up. But,
I know.
You know. But the passion that comes through right here.
I mean, it wouldn't be a BTS song if there wasn't a little bit of contradiction. They're saying this, but they're also saying this. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, there's that confusion, mm-hmm. of course, with breakups or, you mm-hmm. know, with any relationships that are going through a turbulent time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the song too.
He wants to make it work. That's for sure.
He really wants to make it work. And this song is like a beautiful like outro to the album.
Yes, it is.
And it could kind of like you mentioned Rainy Days earlier. Yeah. It could kind of bring us back into Rainy Days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely an album that you could loop. And it just has a consistent atmosphere throughout.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like it definitely has a mood to it.
Yeah.
I do love it. So overall thoughts mm-hmm. on Layover. Did we talk about his reason for why he named it Layover?
No, let's talk about it.
Yeah, we should because it's important. In the Spotify interview, he talked about how life is not linear and that whatever goal or whatever direction you're going in life, that it's not a straight shot. And he uses the analogy of, you know, when you're traveling to a destination, that, you know, when you're flying by plane, you have layovers. And these layover moments give you a time to sit still and have self-reflection and reconsider, like, where am I going? Why am I doing it? What other goals do I have? What have I achieved? You know, and so this layover album, like we kind of said with Rainy Days, it sets this pensive state mm-hmm. of self-reflection and really diving into yourself, diving into your aspirations. And so that really is what this album does. It yeah. kind of becomes very internal.
Mm-hmm. It really, I mean, as much as we've related the lyrics to talking about a breakup, mm-hmm. you as a listener could listen through the album and go on this journey of like getting into this reflective state with Rainy Days and whatever's on your mind that's been like coming back up and like that you've been ruminating on. I mean, it's bound to come up when it you're listening to Rainy Days.
Right. It could be anything in your life.
Could be anything. Yeah.
That isn't working how you want it mm-hmm. or expect it to. Mm-hmm. You know?
And Rainy Days is the perfect song for that. And then, like, I mean, if you listen to the album in order going on to Blue, like, if this is something in your life that's not working, like, it can make you feel that way. Mm-hmm. And it's like Blue can be that acknowledgement song of, like, this is where you're at. Like, mm-hmm. let's acknowledge at least what you're going through mm-hmm. before we try to move past that at all.
And that even kind of makes me think of, like, the creative process that yeah. you can go through sometimes when you're working on an album or something and you know you're just in this state of like unexcitement, there's no passion there for mm-hmm. you know, it could feel repetitive, mundane, mm. very like there's no thrill here mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, into Love Me Again, wanting to find that passion, wanting to find that thrill mm-hmm. and you know like rekindle that and get back into it yeah, yeah. Oh, and
the only thing about Layover though mm-hmm. and it makes sense is like there's no answer to that, you know, he keeps talking about like the I wish, I hope, mm-hmm. I imagine this mm-hmm. but there's he doesn't give it to you, he doesn't give you a song where like there's a solution or some kind of resolve.
There's no happy ending in jazz.
No,
I just don't feel like there is. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that would, you know, like that he would, that anyone would be able to fit that into mm-hmm. like this style of album.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, is,
but if, also if like a Layover, written, you're not actually like,
well, that's
reaching
true.
Your destination, right?
Right. You're not, that's
in
true.
A stagnant moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're, maybe you're not intended here to find yeah. the answer. Yeah. And if this is written, I mean, it has to be so heavily influenced from his real life experiences that like mm-hmm. he can't necessarily have an answer for that. This could just be his interpretation of something that he's gone through and how right. he put that into lyrics.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's just so mature.
Mm-hmm.
He's so gracious mm-hmm. in this approach to heartbreak, whatever that heartbreak is. Like, yeah. I don't know what relationship he's referring to. It could be with a significant other. Yeah. It could be a breakup, but it could be heartbreak from losing passion with music or, you know, it could yeah. be about BTS, it could be about his family members, mm-hmm. you know, it could be about a very close friend. Mm-hmm. We don't really know.
I feel like I have two main theories mm-hmm. on the source of his heartbreak, the source of his pain. But this is just like, just where my mind goes when we're thinking through the album, just from our personal experience. So first of all, we saw earlier this summer a lot of speculation about a relationship between Taeyang and Blackpink's Jennie.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in California. She has a house in LA.
I don't know how you knew that, but you did.
I don't, TikTok. I don't know.
She does.
But she does. And so like that to me.
I'm impressed.
When we never got confirmation on that relationship, it made people think, okay, this is weird. Normally when people are together, like agencies will officially confirm it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So now in hindsight, maybe like, yeah, they were together, but they broke up.
Yeah.
And so that's why they never confirmed it, was because it wasn't actually a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when we get the whole album, especially once I got to the end with For Us, now you're in California, now I'm in California, I was like, fuck,
ooh.
Like, is this really about Jennie?
Yeah.
So like to me, especially if they went through a breakup, like that could be a major source of his heartache and his pain and like something that could contribute to this lyrical process here.
Yeah.
So yes,
definitely. Yeah. I think that's where I initially went mm-hmm. because there was just so much, there was so much speculation about him and Jennie. And
there
I
was
just,
a lot of pictures
yeah.
and videos. And they were like seen together in Paris.
I was hearing it from non-ARMY people. And I was like, how do you even know? Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Just interesting. So it was hard not to kind of like think about that a little bit mm-hmm. when listening to
yeah.
Layover.
Yeah.
But again, nothing's confirmed.
Nothing's
it's all speculation.
Confirmed.
So
yeah.
it's like we can't really say anything.
The
that.
Other thing was that this came up for me when we were going through the lyrics of Blue together was that I felt like, because I felt the Set Me Free connection, I felt very much as if this is not just Taeyong writing to a romantic partner. Like, this could be Taeyong writing to ARMY. This could be Taeyong writing to his members. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt like a song. To me, I really thought about Namjoon, especially because of his album called Indigo, and then the song is called Blue.
Yeah.
Like, I could imagine, especially because we know that Taeyong and Namjoon have such a special bond and relationship. Like, we talked about on their ship episode that, like, Namjoon was one of the members that really got Taeyong, like, yeah, always understood him and took him seriously and, like,
made, and saw his intelligence and saw, too, yes, and exactly, his skill and artistry.
Yes,
absolutely. Totally. From day one.
Totally, from day
when
one.
When he, like, was that crazy kid who was very disobedient, mm-hmm, Namjoon saw through that.
His biggest supporter. And yeah, so I could imagine that if Taeyong saw Namjoon going through such a hard time that he was during, mm-hmm, that last Festa and during the time that he was creating Indigo, and we know that Taeyong has been working on this album for a long time.
Long time.
You know, I also thought maybe this song is influenced by what he wishes he could help out Namjoon with, and, like, yeah, you know, what hopefully, you know, him writing this song could be a comfort to him and just letting him know, hey, I'm here for you. Hey, we're going through, mm-hmm, the same thing and we're gonna make it through together. So I don't want to say, like, that's the whole purpose of the album or the song or anything, because I feel like he has so many influences from his life that he poured into this album.
Yeah.
But in that song in particular, I really kind of felt like the BTS connection.
Yeah, also with J-Hope too. Yeah. Like, J-Hope with Jack in the Box too. And I'm just really blanking right now, but, like, isn't he have, like, outro Blue Side?
Outro Blue Side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blue, yeah.
And
yeah,
where he has, you know, similar, you know, expressions of feeling that real deep sadness and lack of passion.
Mm-hmm.
So I could really see Taeyong having Blue as a response to his members, yeah, for that.
Yeah, totally.
And wanting to lend a loving hand. Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
I love that theory.
I could imagine that. You know, Taeyong would be that member to do that. And yeah, it's such a perfect song for it. You know, it's very, yeah, subtle and it's a lovely song. So, mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ah. I'm curious to get Blue, the music video. I think it's going to really provide insight, because I will say, like, of all of the songs on this, Blue seemed a little bit less, like, I don't know if he's really talking about a breakup here, mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah.
But again, like, the BTS members have gone through a lot. The dynamic between just, like, being a group and solo work is a drastic change.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of this album and with Layover could be, like, that time period between BTS, what they've always been,
right,
and the passion and love that they've had, and how, like, maybe some of those highs and lows that they've had throughout their career have really, like, leveled out, and there's lack of excitement,
yeah,
once they started, you know, post-pandemic.
This transitional time, you know, he could imagine it as a layover time in his, yes, life too.
Yes.
And the other thing that kind of makes me wonder about more BTS group undertones in this album is the fact that the handwritten letter that he included in the album, like, he talked so much about BTS, yeah, and about their 10 years and about, like, how proud of him and BTS and ARMY that he is, and, like, how much, like, it still seemed like a letter dedicated to not just Kim Taeyong, but to, like, mm-hmm, Taeyong and BTS, like, from them.
Yeah.
So yeah, and we've also, like, in teaser photos for this album concept, we've seen them happen in, like, locations that BTS have filmed and,
yeah,
taken photos in. So, like, the parallels are there, the undertones are there. I just don't think that it's, like, the prominentness, like, main theme of, right, the whole album. Like, I think, like, it could easily be a breakup album, and it could be so many things. Like, Taeyong has gone through hardship that he could pull into, yeah, these lyrics in any way. Right. So yeah.
Right. Yeah,
but these are just our thoughts and our speculation.
Yeah.
I also had kind of like a Rainy Days headcanon, like, if we're thinking about this album as, like, a story from start to finish. We kind of talked a little bit earlier about how, like, Rainy Days could put a listener into a mood of, like, reflection, mm-hmm, and how the songs could take you through, kind of like our old podcast 1-7.
Yeah. Yeah. Our old podcast.
Yeah. But no, but, like, I think that imagining, like, the storytelling of this album, that Rainy Days is, like, if the whole rest of the album happened within Taeyong's headcanon on that rainy day, on this rainy day when he's trapped in his apartment, he's thinking, yes, about what he could say to this person. And so blue is the first thing that he would say, where he's meeting them where they're at, acknowledging their pain, you know, saying I'm there for you, then moving into love me again of like, look, like I'm going to help you through this now. Look what we could be, into slow dancing, like looking ahead together, and then like ending with for us. Like to me, and that's why I think for us can loop so well back into Rainy Days.
Yeah.
Because when we were watching the Rainy Days music video and like listening to the song and thinking like, does he ever come up with something to say? I think that at the end of For Us is what he's saying.
What he says. Know? Like, and he belts it there with the key change.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Did you just now think of this, or did you tell me this?
I told you that yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that though.
Yeah.
I hadn't even thought of it that way, but I do think that Rainy Days really sets the stage for the rest of the album. Speaking of Rainy Days, I do think it's my favorite song on the album.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick a favorite because I really do love all of these songs, but they're, I don't know if it's the lo-fi-ness, a little bit more poppiness, the different types of instrumentals and sound bits that they use within Rainy Days. It just, it's just a song that I really can bop to, and I feel like I can apply it to so many different moods. Like I could listen to it when I'm studying, I could listen to it when I'm walking on a sunny day, I could listen to it while I'm drinking coffee in a coffee shop on a rainy day. You know, I just feel like it fits everything.
It's so great.
Yeah
For me, I'm so much more complicated when I come to favorites. Like it's so hard for me to pick. Like I think that I have a special place in my heart for blue because of the comfort level. But it's not my favorite. Like I can't say that, but I will say right now I'm between Love Me Again and Slow Dancing, because like every time Love Me Again comes on, I'm just like, oh fuck yeah. And I love the chorus so much. Like it's such a great melody, it's such a great vibe all throughout. But Slow Dancing, like maybe I just feel that way about Love Me Again because I've heard it more.
You've heard it
it's
more.
Been around longer. But Slow Dancing but is time, so good.
Every time Love Me Again comes on, you are grooving.
I know.
It. But it could like, be because it's more familiar. Because
it's more familiar. Yeah. And like I'm already like singing along to Slow Dancing in the car and just like crooning along with it and like getting, and I love the flute. Oh god, like I mean, I it's so good. Oh,
it's iconic. Yeah, that shit's iconic.
And now the connection to Pied Piper, I mean. So maybe it has to be Slow Dancing.
Yeah,
so I'll go with Slow Dancing, but you know, ask me next week, it might be different.
Yeah. I'm proud of him. I'm so grateful for him. And you know, I think that He's been working on this album forever.
Yeah.
Forever. So I know he's poured so much effort into it, and it really shows. I have nothing but praise for every, I think lyrically, production wise, it's all so, it suits him so well. I feel like it's a reflection of him. I love the insight and those mature concepts we're getting, that he's really grown a lot as an adult. I feel like I've learned more about Kim Tae-young through this album, and I'm obsessed and love him so much, you know? So it's just, it's refreshing, and it's definitely a great album. I just am enjoying it so much.
Yeah, there's nothing better to say about it than that. So I'll leave that there because, yes, I agree with you 100%. It's so incredible. We absolutely love this album. We would love to hear you guys' thoughts on this album. So on our posts about it, like get in our Instagram comments or, you know, Twitter, whatever.
Message us.
Message us, DM us. We love to hear your feedback. And come to the Iconic Hangout when we have it this month, so that way we can all talk about all of Layover together. Yeah. Oh my God. And we do want to say a special thanks to our VIP supporters on Patreon. Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so, so much. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Write a review wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 support your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.